is just explaining or maybe just recounting how you got involved in teaching.
Well, it was actually, I was kind of just inspired by two of my past teachers. So it's kind of surprising. I wasn't actually really that into school as a kid. Until about grade 8, I had a teacher, Mr. Beaumont, over at Locks. He kind of like showed me that like teachers can be more than just like your teachers. Like they could be your friends and you can like bond with them. And I thought that was really interesting. Paranosic. He taught me at Earth of Odin. He was my my history teacher. He kind of showed me that like teaching can be fun because I really enjoyed his history classes. So between the two of them, I kind of realized that teaching would be a good career, something that I think I'd be good at and would enjoy.
Absolutely. And I guess I should switch it around to the teacher's perspective. What is it that you get out of teaching?
I have a lot of fun with it. I leave work like happy every day, which is the good tell that I'm in the right career. I'm never miserable about work. I never like wish I wasn't there. I like going to work every morning, or in this case now I sit in front of my computer, but I still enjoy it and I leave happy every day. And I think that's mostly what I get out of it. Yeah. Cause the kids are just, they're so much fun to work with, especially if I'm in elementary. They're just so curious about the world and they enjoy everything and they're eager to learn, and it just makes my job so much happier and easier.
Now, is there, having said that, is there, and maybe it's the way things have gone this year with the coronavirus, but has there been a particular challenge for you in the 5 years?
I think the biggest challenge, because funnily enough, I was actually a high school teacher at first. I wanted to do English and history. And then I kind of found that it wasn't really for me. And then I did a job over at Locks teaching a grade 4 or 5 class. And then I fell in love with like teaching at that age level. So over the last 2 years, I've been like taking courses and trying to transition down to teaching younger grades. So I think that's been a bit of the challenge because it's such a different thing, high school and elementary. Cause like I've never prepared to teach math and science and gym and music. So I think that's been the biggest challenge.
Yeah. Have you got advice for people that, because there will be young people that hear this, advice for someone that says, hey, you know, I think that's what I want to do, be a teacher. Have you got a piece of advice for young people that are interested in that?
I would say, like, you better be sure that it's what you want to do, because it's a rewarding career and a fun career, but it has its challenges and a lot of work. But also too, like what I've learned from teaching is don't get locked into teaching one thing. I thought I was going to be an English history high school teacher, but I quickly learned that you just got to be open to trying different grades, different subjects, and then you'll find the one that you really love.
And now, is there a particular accomplishment that you in the 5 years that you're particularly proud of?
I think I'm like proud of most is that my teaching abilities have allowed me to like go around the world. I taught English in South Korea to kindergartners, and then I was a supply teacher in England. So I'm really proud of the fact that I've been able to like use my career to teach around the world. And that's, I think, having those international experiences have made me a better educator as well.